Right, back to the questions. Eleanor, bees and wasps are out in the UK at the moment. And in fact, we found a very large hornet in the Naked Scientist's office the other day. James wants to know the following, please.
Why do bees die when they sting you, but wasps don't?
This is a really good question. I recently started beekeeping, so this is a question that we've been particularly interested in. But the answer...
Your bees faring better than your ants.
Yes, they're doing marvellously.
Putting RFID tags on them and squishing them.
We're looking after them brilliantly. They're doing really well. They're excellent. I'm very proud of them all.
So be proud of you.
Yeah, exactly. But they are amazing. And so what you're talking about is the fact that honeybees in particular, there's many types of bees, but I'm guessing that in this case we're talking about honeybees. They have a barbed sting. So if they sting something like a mammal that's got nice fibrous tissue, then they will actually pull out their... If they stick their barb in, it will get stuck. And so then if the bee is removed quickly, then it will pull out the sting and then quite a lot of associated tissue as well. So they effectively disembowel themselves, which is quite sad. But the amazing thing about it is they can still live to, I think the study said, up to 114 hours after effectively disemboweling themselves.
Why have they evolved to do that, though?
Now,
because Australian native bees don't have barbs. They're stingless.
Yeah.
They're barbless.
Yeah. So this is the honeybees in particular. Now, I was reading about this to try and answer this question because I thought that might come up. And there seems to be two different schools of thought, one of which is suggesting that perhaps it's maladaptive and it's just that it was evolved to sting other insects which don't have the fibrous tissues like we have. The other school of thought, which I think I'd prefer, is the idea that if they have the sting in longer, then it causes maximum amount of damage to the mammal because the whole time it's pumping the venom into the mammal. And so essentially the worker is sacrificing herself for the colony. And then the fact that they can survive up to 114 hours after, they can still participate and help defend the colony. So
it's all in the name of better persuasion against nest raiding.
Well, that's one hypothesis. Obviously, it's quite hard to tell the difference between the two.
You may not know this, but do furry animals fare better? As in, do bees manage to find it harder to sting things like dogs and bears and things that might go after their nests? Because they go for the exposed parts on us. But my brother, who keeps bees, told me that when his bees get into your hair, because we watched a swarm arrive at a capture hive he'd set up the other day, and we had them all buzzing around us. He said, just watch out if they get in your hair, because they tend to panic when they get in your hair, and then they just sting you. And none did sting us, but do furry things fare better? Or fur better?
I don't know. Well, I would guess it probably depend on the type of fur. Because I guess if you could get, you know, like our hair, you know, if you get tangled in it, you'd have someone panicking. But I would wonder whether on other animals, the fur is kind of thick enough that you can't sting through, you know, like us wearing our beekeeping suits.
Who knows? We'll have to leave that one for another day. Thank you very much.